You know, I heard this term recently, somebody mentioned to me, and it was called performance addiction.
Yeah.
Right. And it was always attached to, and in the small definition, we can go in, you know, in so many different ways today,
yeah.
but it's about always being addicted to the performance yeah. of it and the end result and going and being motivated by pain
yeah.
as opposed to being motivated by love.
Yeah.
Right. There's two different aspects. And for some, and I had a client yesterday that I was talking about, big alpha male, big guy, awesome, awesome guy, but he's always been motivated by pain and just going and riding in that super fast lane his whole life. Yeah. And it wasn't till he's able to slow, or we're trying to get him to slow down, to understand that, you know, slowing down and leading with love is actually uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's the discomfort. And so many of us get that confused. It's like, I need to feel pain in order to go to the next level. I need to suffer in order to get to the next level.
I'm that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you were, but you recognize it now, right?
Yeah.
And when you can recognize it, it's like, wow, okay, now I get to do the work.
Yeah.
I get to do the work. I don't have to do the work. It's a choice.
Yeah.
You get to do the work. And that's where the growth and the clarity begins.
Yeah. It's so interesting because we look at all this. I mean, just to give you an idea, we're recording episode 124 today.
Right.
And all of these people that I've met, it's amazing. Just from Olympic medalists to UFC champions mm-hmm. to big entrepreneurs and astronauts and very interesting people. But if I look back
yeah.
and what they've said, like a lot of their motivation to mm-hmm. do all these things is pain and doing it because they want to be loved.
Yeah.
You know, they would do fucking anything loved, you
yeah.
know? And I can recognize myself in that sometimes,
yeah.
you know? And
mm-hmm.
what's your opinion about why does,
yeah.
maybe, what's your experience working with high achievers and like what, like how do we get out of that?
Yeah, well, it's finding the source of where that came from, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what was it that taught me or showed me, or whose energy did I take on from someone in my life, aunt, uncle, sister, brother, parent, grandparent, that was like unsatisfied, that never was able to give you enough
yeah.
that you were like, whoa, okay, I'm feeling unworthy right now. Like, I don't know where that is. Once you see, oh, that's that person's energy.
Yeah.
That's not mine. That was his or her idea of success.
Yeah.
And when you say, oh, wait, this is what makes me happy. These are what my gifts are. This is what my passion is in life.
Yeah.
This isn't what theirs is. And for so long, we have an idea of what success is based on someone else's idea, a mentor, someone you look up to, someone you like, I want to emulate that person.
Yeah.
And when you find that and you go, ah, oh, that's not me, it's a relief because then you get to focus on you. But it's finding that source, I think, first,
yeah.
and then being able to cut those ties slowly but surely. You untether those things that are weighing you down,
yeah.
right?